everybody. Kevin Broughton coming at you from Loan Officer Impact. Thanks so much for joining us. And today we have a special guest. Before I actually introduce him, I just want to share a quick story. I got the great pleasure to go to Dallas, Texas about a month and a half ago. And to be quite honest, I walked out of there 2 days later with my head spinning. And I said, oh my God, I don't know if I met a more influential guy that ever. And it really made an impact on me. And so I thought it was a great opportunity to get a chance to chat with him. He's played a significant role in our business and in my life over the last 6 weeks, 8 weeks. And we're excited about a long-term opportunity to have us and him work in unison to help loan officers every aspect of the business to have a better life, a more freedom-filled life, and to just really excel in a challenging market. And I'm excited. So without much further ado, I'd like to introduce a friend of mine named Tony Geary. Tony, how are you?
Great, Kevin, man. It's kind of exciting here today, right? To be able to share, like, I just know how much you like to bring value to the people that are part of your world. And that's what I'm all about. So I'm excited to share today.
Well, that's why I wanted to have you on, because I got a tremendous amount of value. And my whole mission on this podcast is to bring value to loan officers nationwide, regardless of what company they work at, in an effort to help them have better lives. That's it. And so it's been really interesting because I've been, you know, fortunate and blessed to have had mentors in my life and to have people, you know, Carl White was kind enough to introduce me onto the podcast last week. And that was really special for me. Carl's been an instrumental person in my life. And now I got you in my life, and just seems like good things happen to me. And I'm very grateful for that opportunity. But for those of you who might not know Tony Geary, he's known as the Results Guy, and he built the Results Center in Flower Mound, Texas. And I have been there 3 times now, and I'm hoping to get back as often as possible because my results have been better each time I left the place. So it's got a place in my heart. But Tony, if you would, share just a touch about your background and how you came to get, you know, build this consulting business that you have.
So, you know, Kevin, what I like to tell people that know me or don't know me is that every day of my life, I am looking for best practices. And God's really blessed me with the ability to organize those. And how the center came to be, Kevin, was 30 years ago, I was working as a tier two supplier for 8 agencies, many of them in Detroit there where you're at. And I noticed that these agencies weren't organizing their best practices like they could. So imagine I'm getting insights from all these companies, you know, like Bozell and Omnicom and Ross Roy Communications and Jackson Dawson, all these companies. And I said, what if I really double down on organizing best practices? And where would I be 10 or 20 or 30 years from now? And now that's me.
That's what's happened. Yeah.
38. Well, Tony, so like when you came here, Kevin, you know, like you remember all my bookshelves, like with all those, yes. Right? Like the best way to do trade shows, the best way to do direct mail, the best ways to answer the phone, the best ways to keep people motivated. Like I just, I built this building to be like the coolest think tank in the world to be able to share best practices. You know, I just love sharing that with people.
Well, that's truly what it is. And that's what we witnessed on the day we were there. One of the things that really intrigued me, Tony, when I first met you was you were very dear friends with Zig Ziglar. And I know he passed about a decade ago, but can you share a little bit with the folks on the call today about your relationship with Zig and how that led you to Results Faster?
Well, yeah, and I'll do that. And I'll also do it in such a way I hope that is as impactful for our listener today, Kevin. My coach, and we believe in coaches, right?
Absolutely.
Coaches can change your life. And I've had the same coach for 35 years. And my coach many years ago said, hey, you know, you need to meet Zig. And I said, well, I'll call him up and go have dinner with him. And my coach goes, well, you can't just call up Zig and go have dinner. I said, well, maybe you can, but I'm gonna try. So I call his office, and sure enough, they invite me to his house that Sunday to go have dinner with him. So I call my coach back. Have I told you the story?
No.
So I call my coach back. I'm like, going to dinner with Zig on Sunday. He's like, no way, dude. You don't just do that. I'm like, well, I'm telling you, I called his office, and they invited me. So anyway, I go to his home, and they made a mistake. They thought I was in a Sunday school class, and so they invited me. So here I am with all the Sunday school classmates, and Zig and I end up staying up that night till like 1:30 talking about books. And I know in a little bit, we're going to talk about my Results Faster book, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And so all that led to, because at that time I haven't published, you know, I published 70 something books to date now. And he so impacted my life. Anyway, I mean, we have a great time. And then I don't hear from him for years. And we're on our plane a few years later going to Detroit. And I'd helped turn Chrysler around for years. I'd invested many, many years up in Detroit there. And Zig's sitting right next to me one day in on an airplane. And I start talking to him, and he's going up to give a speech to Chrysler. And I started telling him about the org chart, how it all worked. And he got so intrigued. He said, "Tony," he said, "I'd like to hire you." And I don't know if I told you this or not, Kevin. Did I tell you this piece?
No.
And he said, "I'm all about helping people be better, and you're about helping people grow their businesses. I need to be a little bit more business savvy." So anyway, we developed a nice relationship. I ended up being the only person to ever coach, excuse me, the ever co-author. And we co-authored my first book in a video series together. And I end up, you ready for this? I end up hiring his president to be my president, and it changed my life.
How unbelievable of a story. That's great. And I saw Zig speak in Detroit back in 1995, I think, maybe 97. I don't know. But I remember I was a young man, and I remember him saying something I knew I could remember. And it was one sentence I knew if I took out of there, I'd be winning. He said, "Help enough other folks get what they want first, and there'll always be enough left for you." And he taught me the other's first mindset, you know, and that's been real important in my life.
It's been, been giant to me. You know, that was one of his signature sayings. And just, you know, what I learned from him, I think our listeners care about, is obviously being able to help other people get what they want. I learned that he was always in search of how to be better. And Kevin, that's a big part of my life. And I know it is you too, right? You
Absolutely.
Want to help our loan officers that are listening today be better, better, better. I mean, that's just, I know we've just known each other for a few months, but at your heart, you're the same as me, right?
Absolutely.
Just help people win more, right? And Zig was all about that, you know?
So Tony here has written 76 books. And
I was trying to impress you. Did I impress you, Kevin?
You totally impressed me.
Well, I could have stopped at 72.
But no, 70,
if I got over 75 and I met Kevin, then I could go, this man with your energy would be like 76. Now that's pretty good.
76 is good. I don't like 75, but I'm good with 76. I'm waiting for it to get to 80. But anyhow, I read the book that you wrote called Results Faster, and I read it cover to cover. And to be honest, I've actually read it twice. I've read every page two times, and I wrote 65 notes out of it the second time I read it. And I started on my journal, and I wrote 65 main key sentences that were takeaways for me from the book.
Excellent.
And I was wondering if you could put in some bullet points or clearly use some of the mindset behind your authoring of Results Faster and how you think that could impact a loan officer in today's market, knowing that today's market is drastically different than it was 12 months ago.
All right, so let me link the dots back to Zig and best practices, okay? So Zig's president becomes my president, and he says, "I'll only become your president if you let me interview some of your clients and find out why they're flying from all over the world to your backyard and paying you a bunch of money." I said, "No problem." And so he interviews him, and he comes back and he says, "Tony, you help people think, and people don't think enough. And in fact, you help people get more clear, more focused, and execute better. And that should be your stick." And I'm like, "Huh, that's interesting. That's what I do." And so when we wrote the book, Results Faster, Kevin, we put that as the base foundation, as you know, and we believe that loan officers or anybody that might be listening to this today should be thinking, are they as clear as they all should be on what they really want to achieve and what they really should be doing? So one bullet is clarity. How do you really, really be clear on what you want? Like, do you really want X amount of production? Do you really want X amount of leads? Do you really want X amount of relationships that are feeding your business, right? Like everybody says, like as loan officer, you go, "Yeah, I want lots of leads." Well, how many leads? You want one a day, three a day, six a day? How many leads? So the more clear you are, the more the reticulator, that's the back of your brain, right? The more you bring and let things into your brain and you accomplish it. So once clarity, cool, right?
Absolutely. You know,
and I'm suggesting that anybody listening today, they should ask themselves, how clear am I on what I want to accomplish and where I'm going? And then the big one, Kevin, in the whole Results Factor book is prioritization. And that's my high leverage activities. You know, how do you make sure and you're doing less low leverage activities and more high leverage activities? And I found all people, loan officers and all, a lot of people, when I ask that question, how many hours in a week do you spend not invest, but spend in low leverage activities. You know what the number is? I told you, right? It's like 20.
Yeah, 20.
Right? 20 people. And I mean, 20 hours. And so I ask everybody's listening today, if you were going to write down a number, how many hours do you spend in low leverage activities? And could you change that and make it more high leverage? And most people can, but start with thinking. And the answer then, of course, the third is execution. And I know a lot of loan officers have their own teams, but they also are teaming up with their company and the team members of the company, right?
Yep.
So how well that kind of connects the dots on the execution matters a lot. So, you know, three big points, the whole clarity, the whole focus, and executing better.
You know? Well, it's funny you say that because, you know, that was my exact takeaway from the book was, you know, clarity, focus, and execution. And what I really liked is how you broke down, like with clarity, that it was really around goal setting and values. And with focus, it was around doing more of certain things, less of other things, high leverage activities versus low leverage activities, saying no, but still giving the person what they want. I know that was pretty important in the, you know, focus standpoint, the execution with time management and presentation mastery and preparation. And, you know, I started thinking further and deeper about loan originators and thinking like, what we do for a living is present. We present to borrowers and we present to realtors and to other referral sources. And our life is one big presentation. You've written 27 books on presentation mastery. There's not another author in the United States that's written more books on on the topic of presentation mastery. Am I right? And that's important because I've already gotten better at a couple things that I had thought I was good at. But sometimes when we reinspect what we are truly, and we get the willingness to be brutally honest with what we are, sometimes we see some blind spots that we hadn't uncovered before, you know? And I really like uncovering blind spots because I think when you live through a market like we all did in 2020 and 2021, you know, revenue can hide a lot of sins because you can do real well, but you may not have been operating on all eight cylinders and still did well economically. And then you get into a different market like we're in now, albeit an opportunistic market, is just vastly different. And blind spots become more problematic if you don't identify them. So that's one of the things that your book has helped me with a great deal. You know, I hear you say the word best practices all day. And each time you say that, I start thinking, you know, what I think normal people think of, am I doing enough best practices? But one of the things that you taught me recently that I don't know I did a good job of until you illuminated it was, you know, strategic IQ and the balance between doing and thinking. And I think many loan officers, myself included, fall into the doing trap at times and don't spend enough time thinking. Could you touch on that topic just a minute and see if we can't maybe give one or two concrete ways a loan officer could.
Yeah, I got one solid one, Kevin, that, you know, I know I've given it to you and your organization has really adopted it. And that is a lot of people, when they give something, like they give a Christmas present or they give a birthday present, maybe to somebody, it could be a customer that could refer more business, or it could be a realtor, it could be anybody that you're gifting something to. Most people kind of do it last minute, and they do it. You know, a lot of people, not everybody, but most people don't think about it and they don't strategically gift. Can you give me that copy of that book, Strategic Gifting? Would you grab that? Do you remember that? I wrote that whole book on it, right?
Strategic Gifting. Yes.
So I would propose that maybe as a takeaway to our listeners today is they really think, are they thinking enough about what they're gifting? You know, a lot of people just don't do that. I know when I started telling this to your team, right, that people started going like, great, like this book here, Kevin, like this book on strategic, it's like a giant takeaway because loan officers, realtors, anybody, any kind of salesperson, anybody, they, you know, we all give gifts.
Yeah, sure.
You give gifts to your kids, you give gifts to your spouse, and most people don't think enough about, if I gave something, could that gift be worth someone keeping for 5 years?
Right.
Versus, you know, you give somebody a bottle of wine, they drink it, it's gone in a week.
Absolutely.
One takeaway there that I love teaching people about is strategic IQ and one thinking component. But what do you got going on there with those cards? You got an idea?
Well, I was just thinking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Sitting on my desk, in a acrylic stand is a stack of your business cards. And the first one I'm looking at says, give value, do more than is expected. And each of these cards just has a different impact word or impact phrase. And they have your name on them. And I read them every day. And I'm thinking,
hey, guess whose logo's on your desk?
Yeah, your logo's on my desk like six times is the problem. So
how about this one? Wouldn't every loan officer that's hanging out with us right now, either they're watching it live or they're watching the recording. And by the way, we need to remind people, Kevin, that if they have a team member that hasn't watched this, if they're getting good things out of it, they should have their team member go and make sure they're watching this, right?
Absolutely.
Right, because not everybody on here is watching it live. So anyway, what I attempted to do, Kevin, is to show people, like I've done with you on those cards, how do you think ahead and you invest $2 or $3 in something small that lasts for years? And that's the kind of thinking that we like to help people do so that they plant seeds, they're making things happen, and they get more of the results they want faster, you know?
Tony, I couldn't agree more. A few bucks here and there strategically spent can do more than anyone ever thought. And I love that little strategic gifting book. Again, that was a takeaway that I didn't really think about too often. I'm the guy that does give the gifts, but gives them late, doesn't put a ton of thought into them. And no one's ever talked to me about strategic gifting until recently, and it just makes more sense, you know? So here's what I got. We only have a few more minutes, Tony, so I got a couple more questions. But, you know, the more I think about our time together and, you know, I think about the people that have impacted the lives of the loan officers that I know, and I just look at these best practices and I look at people fly from all over the world to your place to spend time with you, and they pay you a lot of money to spend a day with you, to spend some time with you. What's one of your favorite wows from Results Faster when you wrote that book? You know, I know that it's the best practices of all the companies you've been associated with over 30 years, but do you have one favorite thing from that book?
Yeah, I love the whole concept. You touched on just briefly the whole idea about blind spots, Kevin. You know, people go through life and I ask them things like, how many mentors do you have? And they're like, you know, for the most part, people that are pretty high achieving at least have one.
Right.
Not everybody does. Like some of the people that are listening today probably don't really have a mentor.
Right.
And they go, yeah, they're so proud. And I'm like, well, why not 10? They're like, 10? Why would you have 10 mentors? I'm like, well, you might want to have a mentor for raising your kids. You might want to have a mentor for your marketing. You might want to have a mentor for all these different areas of your life that you want to be exceptional at. And that's a blind spot for people. And in the book, we talk about, like, how do you deal with blind spots? Well, you want to be around organizations that have, like, you know, trusted colleague things going on, where you've got best practices being exchanged a lot. You want to have mentors. You want to have coaches. You want to read things and have resources. And you want to be evaluating your own patterns and making sure that you don't have something you can't see. Because if you're working hard and you've got a blind spot, you may not get the results you want. And in this market where we're at right now, Kevin, we got to be smart. Like, we got to uncover blind spots, not like, don't do dumb stuff, you know?
We have to uncover blind spots more than we ever have had to before. And that's one of the things that you've helped me. Carl White's helped me with that. Steve Kiles has helped me with that. And again, I have many mentors. I have many coaches. And I think that's your point, is when we learn from each other and from the best, and best practices and what not to do is equally as important as what to do. And it just helps us through these.
You know, when I walked in Vince's office, the founder of your organization, and I saw all those books, how old is Vince?
87.
And I walk into an 87-year-old's office and the dude has stacks of books to give away. Like, he's got three of these, six of these. And he wasn't even in the office, Kevin, when I went in the first time.
Right.
And I'm looking over there thinking, this guy is on the ball. Like, the guy that's, like, I guess, kind of spearheading your company, right? It's like, he, like, believes in giving books away. And that's part of your culture so that people are uncovering blind spots, right? They're learning.
He believes in personal development. And all he cares about is if you take a book for free, that you read it and you call him and have a 15-minute conversation about the book. That's his only ask, if he's going to give you the book for free.
That's cool, right? I mean,
it's very cool.
Being in an organization, Kevin, that has that whole mentality. I mean, did you know that he, like, sent me a letter And it's like, you know, gave me like seven cool things. And I'm like, yes. Yeah. I mean, just like, anyway, I like the vibe of you guys. I liked it, you know?
Well, and we're going to end it up with this. So here's what I've done, Tony. I took the seven principles from this book.
Okay.
And I found seven awesome loan officers, all highly productive loan officers who happen to each excel at either clarity, focus, execution, force multipliers, leadership, mastery, or strategic mindset. And each of the seven has volunteered to be my first seven podcast episodes.
Cool. Excellent.
And they're all going to spend some time on what they do in their day-to-day loan origination mortgage business around this topic. And I think if anyone tunes in to all seven, imagine if you were a loan originator in this country and you were a level 10 at clarity, focus, execution, force multipliers, leadership, mastery, and strategic mindset, I think you'd be doing great regardless of market conditions, don't you?
100%. I mean, that book, Kevin, is just, it's my favorite book, you know? It's a summary of my first 43 books that's just jam-packed with best practices.
Well, they truly are the best practices I've seen, and I've implemented many of them thus far and already produced a value. So, and a difference in the way I operate. And so have a number of people that I know. Mm-hmm. I've gotten about 20 conversations recently with people that have made fundamental changes to how they run their loan origination business based on at least one of those seven principles. So this whole next series of seven is going to be around those principles and how you can close more loans with less stress in your life and with hopefully more money in your pocket. So, hey, thanks so much for today, Tony. I appreciate not only your contribution today, obviously, but your ongoing contribution, your friendship. The resources that you've poured into me have been extremely grateful on my end. And I look to take those out to every person that I can help with, so like you help me. And I think that's what the whole world is about, right? Is helping another guy or gal have a better life. And if you go back to Zig, help enough other people get what they want first, and there'll always be enough for you. And that's what I'm doing this podcast for. I've had some great mentors to teach me how to do it, even though I'm new at it. We'll give it our best shot, and we'll see where we get from here.
You're the best, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thanks so much. Take care and have a great day.
Be sure to visit successunlimited.us. for free loan officer tools, tips, and video resources. To schedule time with Kevin, visit growingwithkevin.com.